This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, Fairmont Park race fans, fans of horse racing throughout the world here. Hey, Brian, how the hell are you?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We got a great show. We got one of my favorite handicappers in Fairmont Park, and he handicaps throughout the entire country.
Yeah, my friend. You were really excited about this.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Doug Knackman on my show. He's a big-time handicapper, and very happy to have him on our show, and he will be giving us his picks for the Belmont Stakes. I'm kind of pumped up about it. Well, in any case, let's get back to Tuesday's racing, and then we'll go to Doug's interview and then our picks for this Saturday. And I also, Brian, I also have one of my friends. He's on Facebook. He's got his own horse site, and he gave his big pick for Australian race as well. So we're going to throw that out there as well on a lot of picks Saturday, a lot of picks. Let's recap our June 5th matinee racing at Fairmont Park. And I guess this is when you need a little amnesia to forget Tuesday's racing, because I didn't do too damn good on Tuesday's racing. I had to let's start it off from the first one here. 1 mile, maiden special weight, 8,000. And I'm telling you right now, I won't go to this horse ever again. I'm done with this horse. I'm done playing this horse. I don't even want to mention this horse's name again. And that's Muckadin. Muckadin took our money again, went off at 90 cents to the dollar with no response at all. I think the damn thing's still trying to finish the race here. The five horse got the public's play, and he just let everybody down. Something went wrong. But you know what? I'm tired of making excuses here. I picked this horse twice now, and both times he's laid an egg. I should have went with the four. I should have went with the four. The four on top. I got the 4 second. I had 5-4-1. It ended up being a 4-1-6. And that was Robbie Jones. And that was Hammond Lopez. Morning line was 4-1. It went off at 3-1. Followed by the one, Agro. And that was like a 2.5-1 horse there, the one horse. And so I had the 4-1. I just had that five on top, that Muckadin, and Foxworth and Arietta. I'm not buying into that again. So in any case, it was a 4-1-6, and I had down 5-4-1-6. So in any case, the six horse droops MDB, and that was Hernandez Pompel, morning line 6-1. 17-1 final odds there. Let's see the payoffs on this one. 4-1, $24.20. The $1 try, 4-1-6, $45.60. The 10 cents super, 4-1-6-2, $12.96. Race number two here, we got a 6 furlong claiming 5,000. And I had the Bella Carmela, and that was Diego Bentler. Followed by the six, Echo Star, and the one-horse Triscat. And let's see what we got here. We've got the six horse on top, Echo Star Santiago, that went off at 4.5 to 1. The two Bella Carmela, who I had on top, 80 cents to the dollar. And the seven horse here, Life is a Ride, and that was Yola Walker. And that went off at, what do we got here? Yola Walker went off at 4.5 to 1. So we got a four and a half over 80 cent, 4.5. Let's see what the payoffs on this one was. The $2 exacta 6-2, $26.40. The $1 trifecta 6-2-7, $40.20. The $1 daily double 4-6, $30.10. The 10 cent super 6-2-7-5, $28.81. All right. Let's move on here. Third race, we got a 330-yard sprint. And this one here is a maiden special weight, 8,000. I went with the 7-2-3. There's that 7-2-2-7. But let's see what end up. There's no seven. Yeah, they do follow each other, but it's in the third and fourth spot, which I'm not a big fan of because I had these two up top here. It ended up being a 1-8-7-2. And the one DTL First Down Girl, that was a cool name, though. And that's Giles Johnson. Morning line on this one was 12 to 1. It ended up being 11 to 1, followed by the 8, BM One Rare Rocket. And that's nearly 9 to 1. And the 7 and the 2 here, 7 Ivory Mission Lopez, 1.5 to 1. And the 2, the other favorite, Feature Royal Dash. And that was 1-1 as well. So, yeah, the two long balls came in here, the 1 and the 8. Let's see what it paid off here. The $2 exact, the 1-8, $157 here. And Giles brought that one home. The $1 trifecta, 187. Check this out, folks. $501.00. $500 basically for $1 try. Can't beat that. 10 cents super, 1872, $38.15. The $1 daily double, 6-1, $87.50. That's what we have in the 50 cent pick 3, 461, $118.35. All right. So much for my 330 yarder there. See where I'm going with this? I'm not having a good day here. I think I'm getting amnesia. I tell you, I'm getting amnesia. I don't know where I'm at. All right, let's move on here, and something's got to give here. I got to get on the winner's circle here. I got to get in there. I got to make some money, and why not Partey? And Partey did not do anything wrong here. Led throughout, opened up at the end here. Partey, and that was Molina with Silva here. The 6-5 Invader got the job done, followed by the 6 horse here, Bit Money. And that was Lopez and Tom Doris, and that went off at $3 to 1. Yeah, 3 to 1. And the 4 here, Lake Snow. I just thought Lake Snow, I like Lake Snow, but I just didn't like him in the spot here. I thought Partey had so much class here. So I had 4 up there in third and fourth spot, though. All right, that's what we had in Lake Snow, and that was Yola with O'Hara, and that went off at 12.5 to 1. And mind you, this horse only had like a week's rest. So in any case, Lake Snow fired off. 364 is what we have, and let's see the payoffs on this one. The $2 exacta here, 36, $10. The $1 trifecta, 364, $21.70. The $1 daily double, $337.10. The 50 cent pick 3, 613, $43.80. The 10 cent superfecta, 3645, $6.34. So that's what we got. That's what we got. Let's move on here. Race number 4, or race number 5, I'm sorry. Race number 5, we've got 6 furlong, 4,000 here, claiming 4,000. And I have on top the 4. Four horse, Ali O'Malley. This was my big long shot play of the day here. And Ali O'Malley, I think I got you guys to jump in on this one. He went off at 10 to 1. At one time, I even seen this horse at 4 to 1 here. So I kind of manipulated the lines here and Got everyone to jump on it. And I apologize, but I think that the horse will be back here. I like this horse. I like the barn. I don't think we'll hear the end of Ali O'Malley. I think Ali O'Malley will make a comeback here and get in the winner's circle before this meet's over. But we have the winner here, and it was the two-horse Starship Brooklyn. Starship Brooklyn just opened up here, just opened up, and that was Victor Bailon. Let's see here, Starship Bailon, and that was Feisman. Bailon and Feisman. Oh, morning line 6-1, it ended up being 9-1. The six-horse Aniwaki. Is that how you say that? A-H-N-I-W-A-K-E. Wake. Aniwake. Aniwake? Any case, who cares? The horse got second here. 2-1, and that was Uriel Lopez with Durham. And that one, morning line was 8-5 on that. So, and the 7 horse here, Arkansas Traveler, and that was Rattana. I had this horse being second, so, excuse me, that was Rattana Johnson, 7-2. So that's what we have. And that went off at 2-1 as well. So the $2 exact on this one, $2.6, $101. And 20 cents. That's a damn good payoff. $1 try here, $2.67, $141.30. The 10 cents superfecta, $2.675, $26.51. The $1 daily double, $3.2, $29.30. The 50 cent pick, $3, $172 on a 1.32. Again, folks, I have to go with a long shot that I feel good about. And I thought the 4 horse here, with Molina and Butler, they've been really good together, and this horse was coming back from a route, like I said, route to sprint, and we're looking at a 60% clip on the trainer on this one. The chemistry was there. It just didn't happen this time around, but I'm telling you right now, I've got Ali O'Malley in the winner's circle before this meet is over, all right? Definitely not that Muckadin or whatever the hell horse that I bet on in the first race here. All right, so now we're moving on to sixth race. Sixth race, we've got a horse here that just emptied my wallet, basically. And that one's Green Means Go. I really did not see Green Means Go losing this one. I had Green Means Go on every one of my exotic bets, my pick threes, my pick fours, whatever it was. This horse just sank the ship here. And I'm going to have a major amnesia to get over this one, because this one took a lot out of me. The 5 horse, I had the 5. I had the 5 in my other play here with the 5. I had the 5 being on the back end of Green Means Go. I had that for $100 exacta, and I should have went 50-50, but I just didn't think I wanted to waste 50 on a 5-6 when it could make it a 100 on a 6-5. Any case, Smart Alex Posse got the job done here. Beat the favorite, beat the crowd. Smart Alex Posse, that was Uriel Lopez with Hammond. And morning line on this one was 8-1. Ended up being nearly 6-1. Followed by Green Means Go. Green Means Go, 40 cents to the dollar. And really, really was like, what's that? What was that baseball when he struck out? Casey struck out.
Yeah,
that's what that was. It. Casey, big Casey struck out here. But you know what? We got to still put Green Means Go up there. He's not like that Muckadin or anything. The Green Means Go will be back, and I'm sure he'll make it up here. So that's another horse. And Smart Alex Posse, great race. I mean, ran its eyeballs out and did everything the right way there. So props to Uriel Lopez and Jerry Hammond for that one. The 7 horse took third, Affirmative Song, and that went off at 9.5-1. I think this is going to be a good payoff here. The $2 exact, the 5-6, $22.40. Not a bad play at all here, folks. You got a 40-cent horse to, 6-1, 5.5-1, and getting back $22 on that, not bad at all. $1 trifecta, 5-6-7, $31.90. The 10-cent super, 5-6-7-4, $8.83. The $1 daily double, 2-5, $34.40. The 50-cent pick three. It's had to pay good because, you know, you had the favorites out of it. 325, $117.35. I could have seen a little bit more on that one. That's for sure. Race number seven, the finale. And we've got here a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. And I went with the 3 horse on top here. Are you fool? Are you for real? Are you for real? That's the name of the horse. Are you for real? And that was Diego Frankie Randazzo. Morning line 6-1. This one, I should have made this one the play of the day. But you know what? Whatever. I still had the horse on top, the 3. Are you for real? At 4.5-1. Followed by the 2-horse Dorothy Maria, and that was Arietta on that one. That went off at 4.5 as well. Followed by the 8-horse Holy Hoot, and that was Uriel Lopez at 13-1. And let's see the payoffs on this one. $57 on a 3-2 exacta here. $2 exacta, $57.60. The $1 trifecta, 3-2-8, $173.80. That's 10 cents super, 3-2-8 for $34.60. The $1 daily double, 5-3, $35. And the 50-cent pick three, 2-3-5, 2-5-3, I'm sorry, $168.80. And this has to be a good one here, the pick four. 50-cent pick four, 3-2-5-3, paid $634. And that's a lot of cabbage there, my friends, a lot of cabbage. Now let's get to our picks for this coming Saturday. We got the Belmont, we've got Fairmont Park, we've got International Racing, and I got a little guest for you guys out there. We've got Doug Nachman with us today. Doug's a well-known handicapper in this area. He competes in the handicapping contests throughout the country, and we're very happy to have him on our show. Brian, you remember, maybe it's a little too old for you, but that one commercial when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. No, you don't remember. But in any case, that's how Doug is around Fairmont Park.
They're out of business now, by the way.
They're out of business now. Well,
E.F. Hutton, yeah, no, not too many people listen.
Yeah, but that commercial was well-known, Doug, and that's how you are around the track. People listen to what you got to say, and welcome aboard, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Doug, we got Triple Crown here. That's going to be going off Saturday at Belmont. And what's your call on this? I mean, what is it? It's a 10-horse field, is it? Or 9? Yeah, 10-horse field.
Yeah, it's a 10-horse field. And, you know, it's not a great field. Justify ran very hard his first 2 races in the Derby and the Preakness. There's not a lot of speed in this race. You know, the track will be fast. Chances of rain at Belmont are very slim. People think Justify likes an off track. I might argue that he doesn't like a sloppy track, and he was hampered in his first 2 races by the slop. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a much better effort than what you saw in the Preakness, although he was in a duel with Good Magic the entire race, at least of what I could see, because it was extremely foggy there. But in this race, he's probably going to get an easy lead, and unless those 2 races took a tremendous toll on him, I think you're going to be witness to a spectacular performance.
Okay, and people are starting to lean a little bit on Gronkowski, saying that he's a deep closer. What's your call on Gronkowski on this one? Can he make a big late move to reel in Justify from the inside, that is?
I think Gronkowski's probably the second most overbet horse in the race. The only thing that gives him any chance at all is he's in the care of one of the top trainers in the world, in Chad Brown. The horse should be, in my opinion, 50, 60, 70 to 1.
Wow.
You'll probably be going to look at between 10 and 20 to 1. And how I assess a horse's chances, if he's 1/5 the price I think he should be, he'll be a count out for me.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So who do you have in the trifecta? Who do you got on the maiden side here following our horse, Justify?
You know, I really – Hofberg is a horse all the sharp people are on. I was fortunate enough to have him when he broke his maiden at Gulfstream. he's fouled that up with a couple decent performances in the Florida Derby and the Kentucky Derby when he got blocked down on the rail. You know, in my mind, he's probably a good 12 or 15 to one shot. He's going to be 9-2. So I don't like him either. You know, if a horse offers no value to how I think their ability is, I can't use him. And he's going to be the second choice, which is very, very bad. The thing that keeps me from making a big bet is Noble Indy. Noble Indy is owned by Mike Rapoli, who owns Vino Rosso, and he's also owned by Windstar Farms that own Justify. Noble Indy is the only horse that could pressure Justify. Rapoli on an interview yesterday or a couple days ago said Noble Indy's going to the lead and Justify's going to sit second. I don't believe that the Windstar people are going to send Noble Indy to the lead to hook Justify. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So if I knew what was going to happen the first quarter mile, I'd make a very, very large bet. I just don't. And therefore, I don't have a phenomenal opinion. What I can tell you I will be doing is most likely I'll be doing a tri-key Justify over Free Drop Billy, who's going to be a monster price, Bravazo, Vino Rosso, and Noble Indy. And that'll be, you know, that's $12 for a dollar, so I'll bet that a few times. And then I'll go back and bet a little bit more Justify over Free Drop Billy, Bravazo, and Vino Rosso. And that's a $6 bet for a dollar. So those are probably the bets I'm going to make.
Wow. Wow. You are finding the big numbers here, man. And that's what people love about Doug. I mean, he picks these and they're like, wow, I can't see. I mean, sure enough, it happens. So good luck with that.
Sometimes I see things that are, thank you. Sometimes I see things other people don't see. But, you know, I only cash 1.5 out of 10 tickets. So 8.5 times, if I'm going to give you a selection, it's going to lose. But the 1.5 times you cash, you're going to cash big. Hopefully that makes up for all the losers.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, Doug, on your plays, everyone out there that plays has got a scratch sheet that's been passed around on Doug's picks. We do our handicapping, and then we look at what's Doug got here, too. So we throw your top play, too. No matter what, man, you got a lot of respect out there, and you do a great job handicapping. I can't tell you enough how we've seen 18-1s, 20-1s, even more than that, just come on in, and you had the horse on top. So it's amazing. It's amazing. I got a question for you. I got a question that we had Angelo from San Francisco. He wrote us on a question about synthetic horses. Which one do you like to go from turf racing to synthetic, or synthetic going to turf racing? And I really couldn't answer that good. All I mentioned to him was I personally don't like a turf horse going synthetic, because a turf horse likes the good turf horses like to come from behind. And synthetic horses, you get all that powder, all that crap just thrown at your face. It's a little tougher, I think, on a synthetic horse to make a move from behind as it is a turf horse coming from behind.
Yeah, you know, turf, I guess they kick up some grass in your face, but turf horses going to synthetic do very, very well, especially at Woodbine, and where closers, you want to have closers. You know, Arlington, the track has changed from year to year. I mean, those are really the two synthetic tracks that I follow, and I would use a turf horse going to the synthetic in a big race.
Okay.
At Woodbine. I would not most likely bet a horse going from synthetic to turf if he's never run on the turf. So I would prefer the opposite.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, too. That makes sense, too. I've also heard, Doug, that when you're handicapping, you're not just playing that one race, that one particular time. I mean, you're doing 7-10 days type of deal checking out this racetrack and how it's playing out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I keep a bias sheet, which basically tells me what part of the track is faster than others. And when I handicap the bias sheets in front of me, along with my notes of the horses. Now, I only follow three or four tracks, but I take notes on every horse and every race.
Wow.
And I go back to that and access when I'm handicapping the night before, and I look at the track bias sheet. And if it's big speed rail one day and one horse is four wide and runs fourth and the other horse goes wire to wire down on the rail and they run again 2 weeks later, the public's going to bet the horse that just won and went wire to wire, and he's going to be a lower price than he should. And the horse that was four wide that ran fourth is going to be a much higher price than he should. So that allows me to pick long shots that have a much better chance of winning than most people think.
Wow. Wow, that's great. So this Belmont, you've done a little research into this. Our horse is in the one hole. Is that going to play a factor at all?
No factor. You know, it's a mile and a half. It's one lap around. Post positions are basically irrelevant. The only thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get pinched by two other horses. If you're justified, you only really have one now. If Free Drop Billy would veer in and send him into the rail, that would obviously be bad. But other than that, he shouldn't have any problem. Post is never an excuse in the Belmont Stakes.
And you're saying he should be up front most of the way, or lay two back?
I'd be shocked if he wasn't on the lead.
Okay. All right. That's great to know. So tell us who you got again in our trifecta and superfecta.
We're going to play the one. I'll give you the numbers. The one over the 2, 3, 8, 9.
2, 3, 8, 9. Huh?
I may throw tenfold in there. Maybe. I haven't decided yet. You can't spread too thin. You make too many combinations, you're setting yourself up for a lot of losers.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. I got you, Doug. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll stay in touch. Love to have you on in future as well.
Sounds great, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Take care.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Well, I tell you what, Brian, I am really stoked up about this one, my friend. I am really pumped up, and now I'm going to go to the window, too, and I'm going to bet Justify. Actually, I'm going to do what he said there. I'm going with the 1 over the 2-3-8. 2-3-8-9, that is. I'm going to play a ticket like that. You know what? I got my pick, too, but you know what? What I always do when Doug gives his plays, I always throw mine with it and combine the two. Mine's not that. I'm all about Justify, but I like a little bit of Gronkowski. I know he's not a fan of it, but I like to throw that in there because he's a big-time closer, and it's a longer race. And the horse seems to get stronger, but again, he would not even have this horse. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw Gronkowski into the mix. I'm going to play it like he's got it, but I'm going to throw that horse in there as well. That's what we got on this play here. Let's look at the Fairmont Park racing here. Fairmont Park racing, we've got our first race here, and that is a 350-yard sprint, and that is a one of these quarter horse races. It's an optional claiming 6,000, and I got the 6 horse on top here. I got a 6-7-4. Our Secret Sin, there's no jock on it right now. Again, we're a couple days away, so if you guys are checking me out on Saturday, sorry, I just don't have a jock on the horse. Our Secret Sin, and that's going off at 6-5. Hell, if I met the weight, I'd love to jump on a 6-5 horse, so why not here? Our Secret Sin on top here, and that's Johnson, the trainer, 6-5, followed by the 7, HR, Excessive Ivory, and that's Lopez Griffin, 3-1, followed by the 4 horse, H. Grayson Tolston Stoken. I said all that. Toast Stoking. All right, here we go. H.C. Grace Toast Stoking. Whatever. It's the damn four horse, all right? These quarter horses, I'm telling you, they got these names that I can't ever figure out. Any case, that's the four horse here, and that's Giles Widower, and that's going off at 9-2. All right, let's go on to the second race here. 6 furlong claiming 4,000. We got the 3 horse on top here, Bubble Time, and that is Lopez Durham, 2-1, followed by the 7. There's that. No, it's not. That's a 3. What the hell am I saying? I was thinking the 2. The 7 here, Devil Hunt, Baylon Lynch, 5-2. Ah, here's the 2. 3-7-2 is what I got. And that's I'm just blowing smoke. and that's Arietta Obermeyer. And that's going off at 12-1. 12-1 there. Yeah, I threw out the player, Ron. That's another horse to me that I went to the well with a couple times, and I'm not buying into this time. That's the 8-horse. I got the 8-horse finishing fourth there. But I'm just blowing smoke. It's 12-1 here, folks. So just want to throw that at you. You know what I should have asked Doug? I should have asked Doug, does he handicap only big races? And, I mean, I get fulfillment when I'm betting, like, claiming 4,000, 5,000. I think those are even tougher races. Like, if you find a maiden race for, like, 3,200, hell, they all look bad. They all look bad. Picking something out of that, I think you should get double your money. Really, you should get double your money because those are some bad fields, man. They look like F Troop on paper. Anyway, let's move on to the third race here, and that's a 4.5 furlong claiming 7,500. And this one I got Drinking at the Bar. And how familiar is that? I could get along with a horse like that, Drinking at the Bar. Yeah, that's a 7-horse, and that's Santiago Martinez, Rafi Martinez. He's my guy. 2-1 here. And, 7-horse on top, with followed by the 5, Go Bija, and that is Lopez Walker. And the 3-horse takes my bronze medal here, Ragtime Thurman Feisman, 6-1. That's what we have on this one. And 4th place here, I got Matthew's Thunder, Diego Pompel. 4th race. I'm telling you, I like this horse here. 6 furlong claiming 3,200. I'm going with the 2-horse pink for me, and that's Lopez O'Halloran. And this pink for me is basically tattooed most of the field here. It's faced. I mean, if you check out the form here, most of them run against pink for me, and pinks beat them. All right, so I'm buying into it. I like the 2-horse here. 7-2, if you can catch this one at 7-2, I'm buying into it. The 3, Catherine Eugenia, and that's Baylon Hughes. That's 4-1, ran strong. And as a 4th place, I look for this horse to get 2nd here. Followed by the 7, Runaway Gal, Arietta Lynch, and that's 12-1. Yeah, I'm buying into that. I'm buying into that. So we got Runaway Gal at 3rd place. Now, the horse that they got on top here, 7-5, I think this horse is very vulnerable. I don't see this horse at a 7-5 morning line here. I just don't see it. The numbers don't match up or anything on this one, and that's the 5-horse. My place or yours, and that's Melina Cox, 7-5. I'm sorry, guys. 7-5, if you play it, but I don't like it. I got this horse finishing 5th here. So that's what we have. Moving on to the 5th race. 5th race, I've got a 1 mile claiming 3,200, and top horse here, I got Betty Grable's Legs, and that's Diego Nance, and that's 2-1. The barn, when the barn puts a horse out like this, I think Nance, when he's got a horse out there, I mean, there's all focuses on this horse here. I like the 5-horse. I like what the barn puts out. So I'm going with Betty Grable's Legs on top here, 2-1, followed by the 3. Go to the Max, and that's Baylon Durham, 3-1, and the 1-horse Street Smarty, and that's Rotana Johnson, 7-2. So that's what we got here. We got a 5-3-1 and a 1 mile claiming 3,200 in the 5th race. 6th race here. This is my lock of the day, my lock of the day. How's that sound? I don't know how this horse gets beat. The numbers are outweighing the 2nd place horse by 30, 40 points. Folks, I've done my stars. I've lined them up, and I've done it like 2-3 times here. This 5-horse Showbiz Star, Giles Martinez, going off at 9-2, the strongest numbers on the board. I don't know how the hell this horse could lose. I got this horse on top here, 9-2, followed by the 8, Commander's Castle, Santiago Becker. And that, I know, I get it. Santiago Becker, you always get the love there. But I'm telling you right now, this horse, this Showbiz Star, is just unbelievable on form here. Making its debut for 2018, I just think that this horse is going to pull away here. 5-8, followed by the 4, and that's a Cool Ambition. That's Hernandez Becker. Now, interesting thing about this, this horse likes to go to the front. The 8 horse likes to go to the front. Well, you can't have two of them fighting each other to, you know, wear each other out from the same stable. So, I don't know. You're going to keep one back here. That's probably going to be the 4. Or you're going to send the 4 to tire out the 5. I don't know how it's going to work out, but the 5's got nothing to worry about here on his thinking. He's just going to send them out. The 8 and 4, they got to work something out here because both of them like to go to the front. If they don't go to the front, one of them's eliminated right from the get-go. So that's why I got here. I got a 5-8-4 in my 6th race. 7th race here, we got a 6 furlong allowance, 18,000, and we got the 5 horse on top here, Celebs Hire, and that's Santiago Becker. They turn right back around here, and with this horse at 5-2, I like this horse, followed by the 6, Peacock Man, and that's Lopez Hammond, and this could be my exacta box play of the day here. I love the 5-6 here, or 6-5, so play this together. More leaning towards the 5, so I'm looking at a $30 exact on a 5-6 and a $20 exact on a 6-5, so that's a $50 play right there. So in any case, we got a 5-6, Peacock Man, Lopez Hammond is on the 6, and the 2, Archie, my boy, and that's Hernandez Becker, 6-1, gets third place here. That's what I got. On our international racing, I got to give a little shout-out to my partner here. He runs his own site on horse racing and sports betting tips, all right? And that is Mitch Fenton. Mitch Fenton gave out a pick late night last night, and I had to jump all over it. And this is in Australia for my people in Australia and all over the world, actually. We've got this one play here, and that's by Mitch Fenton, and he gives us the Doom Ben Race 3, and that's the number one horse here, Peaceful. How about that? Doug gave us his horse. It was the one hole. And Mitch Fenton from Australia, who runs his own site here, Horse Racing and Sports Betting Tips. It's a closed group, but I'm sure he'd love to have more people in there. Just send your little love his way there. And that is the Doom Ben. That's D-O-O-M-B-E-N. Race number 3, the one horse, Peaceful. That's what we have. That's what we have for this Saturday, my friends. I got the Belmont Stakes out there. Doug, thank you so much for being part of the show. I got our picks, and I even threw an Australian pick there, the one horse, Peaceful, in the Doom Ben race. And that's Doom and Ben. How about that? We got an Australia race out there, too. Thank you so much, my friends. Stay tuned for next show. Next show is next Monday. And I love your questions. Want to hear more from you guys out there. Thank you so much. And thanks again for our guest on the show. Doug was great. 10 minutes. We had him for 10 minutes, right? I think we had him for 10 minutes. And we got ourselves a trifecta play out of that. And good luck to all the people out there. Even if you're not playing our horses, good luck out there. Keep cashing those tickets. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
This podcast was a presentation of LineupMedia.fm.